you start.
Okay, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year. We decided to do something a little different today because it's been a little busy around here. And I was like, don't you have to release a video tomorrow?
Yeah. Don't me?
Yeah, no, you. Me. No, well, I still feel like maybe I don't fully identify as part of the team. Anyhow.
Show me your new cup, though.
Oh, yeah. My friend gave me this beautiful cup. Her name is Alicia, and it says Joy. I'm so thankful for her and for this cup.
So we'll try and keep this video joyful. So the first thing is I just want to offer a quick comment on the Vatican's recent document on blessings of same-sex couples and couples in irregular unions. I don't want to get into the weeds of the theological implications of this in this video. Just from a pastoral point of view, as a father of seven children, this document is an absolute disaster. And I cannot express to you how disappointed I am that such a document would come out of the Vatican. So I want you to imagine us as a family, we're raising seven children. In the future, I hope this would never happen, but that if one of our children did experience same-sex attractions, first off, we all have desires that are disordered in some way. Secondly, I always want my children to know that they are welcomed in our home, that they are loved, that we cherish them, and that we're there to support them in their relationship with Christ, living out the fullness of the truth. Children need to know they're loved. So set that aside. If one came to me and said they're struggling with this same-sex attraction and they were in a relationship, I would not want them to go before a priest to ask for a blessing. The only blessing that I would want my child to receive begins with, "Bless me, Father, for I have sinned," and then ends with, "Now I absolve you from your sin." Anything else is so confusing, pastorally speaking. So that's my first reaction, not getting into the implications of the blessing of ascent and descent and all this other stuff. Just it's stupid. Like, I can't believe this. Now, if you want to, some of the things that have formed my thinking and will continue to form, I really appreciate Father Gerald Murray's point of view. He does the Papal Posse with EWTN. If you want to learn some theological points that I think are very solid, I think he nails it. So with that, we perceive, and we have perceived for the last number of years, trouble within the church, trouble within the world, a crisis that is happening. And sometimes as lay people, it's difficult to know how to respond, really. Like, what can we do? We're just sitting here with a cup of coffee, and one of them says, Joy. So when the whole McCarrick stuff broke out a number of years ago, we were bothered by this. Mm-hmm. And so in prayer, we felt the Lord placing upon our intention to pray for three things. One, reparation for sin. Reparation for sin and the sin of the whole world. Two, peace in our homes, in our families, and in the world. And three, that God would raise up saints in our midst, particularly seeking the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary through the rosary for these three intentions. It is our observation that these intentions are even more relevant now. Mm-hmm. So how did we respond?
Well, okay, so this would have been probably 4 years ago. 4 or 5 years ago now, that we started, we just thought, well, let's just invite some families to come into our home and to join us to pray for these three intentions. And we would have a potluck, so we would share a meal, then we'd pray the rosary together, and then we would have dessert and have fellowship, and then everyone would go home. And we thought, okay, and then we'll do this once and see how it goes.
Sorry, it's all.
And then we thought we would do it again and see if people would respond. And it just felt like there were so many people who wanted to join us in this effort. Mm-hmm. And so then COVID hit and, I don't know, the world sort of shut down. We ended up moving, so we didn't really have the same home to host as many people. So now we're in our new house, and we actually built this house with this event in mind. Like, how could we host a large group of people to come and pray the rosary? And so we had our first one last night, and it was so great. Mm-hmm.
It was wonderful. Mm-hmm. Continuing to pray for those three intentions. Mm-hmm. And so when everyone came into our home, we gave a little explanation of the history, why we're praying the rosary, the need for it in this time and hour. And we prayed. Mm-hmm. And there was how many that came into our home?
I think we had a total of 73 people. So I'm trying to figure out, can we hold more than that in our house?
We can squeeze 100 in.
Okay, could do 100.
It would be really, really, really tight.
But that's okay. We can be tight.
And so all the children are sitting there, many young children, like many, many young children. And then I go around and I ask men to lead the rosary. Now, not that a woman can't, but there's something about a man, the father, the head of the home, picking up the rosary beads and leading a decade of the rosary, and the children seeing him kneel or sit to just fervently pray, that it's a witness. Not only is it a witness to their own children, but a witness to all the other children, because my other children see, oh, someone else besides dad can lead the rosary. Mm-hmm. And it's beautiful. So we're united in these three intentions. Mm-hmm. Reparation for sin, our own sin and that of the whole world. Peace in our homes and our families and in the world. Because don't we need that right now with all this crazy warness breaking out everywhere? And three, that God would raise up saints in our midst. And that intention is really that we would become as holy as we ought to be for the glory of God. Mm-hmm. And how can Our Lady say no to these intentions? Mm-hmm.
I know, last night I opened my eyes while we were praying, and it was just so beautiful. Why do I always cry? I'm not pregnant. God wills, maybe soon. But anyhow, I opened my eyes, and it was like I just saw all these little children, you know, from like newborn babies to toddlers to kids to teenagers. And then around them, it was like all the parents just somehow ended up being kind of all on the edges, and they were like kneeling, and it was like we were praying for these younger ones, this younger generation. Mm-hmm. And it was so beautiful to witness that.
Mm-hmm. It was a powerful image, because the children were like surrounded by the parents, the children in the center, parents around. And isn't that what a parent is supposed to do? Be the child's protector? Mm-hmm. Which, by the way, this is what the document doesn't do. That it doesn't protect the innocence of children. Mm-hmm. Great confusion. And so I have much more to say on this. But if you're bothered by the state of the world, bothered by the state of the church, then we invite you to do this. That you get on the phone, you text a bunch of people who are of like mind, welcome them into your home to pray the rosary. How is it structured? How do we do it?
Okay. Sorry.
I'm just like, we might as well tell them.
Okay. What do you mean? Like the evening?
The actual evening.
First off, like a few days ahead of time, I text a bunch of people. And depending on how many people that you can accommodate in your space, you kind of have a list. And that's one of the things that I'm still kind of tweaking for our own personal event, because I just don't want to leave anybody out. And I would love to invite like thousands of people. But so we send them an invitation and tell them that it's a potluck so that they could bring something. I always let them know what I personally am going to be providing. So I try to provide kind of a main dish. So I did pulled pork and buns. And I think that was all that and some dessert. But anyhow, and then everybody else responds what they're going to bring. And you know what? You just got to kind of trust God that there's going to be, you know, enough of everything. You just got to trust. And it's okay. No one's going to starve. It's fine. If there isn't enough or if there's too much, it's okay. Or if there's everybody brings salads, that's okay. And then after that, you just have the event and you welcome them. And we had a little meeting with our family before everyone came, just letting them know, like, this is a missionary event. We go and we welcome people. We have the virtue of hospitality that we're going to be exercising tonight. And what does that look like? What does that sound like? So it's really good practice for our kids just to be engaging with more people and to be the hosts, to be welcoming people into our space. So then people come into the home. We have a little bit of time of fellowship. So I say, come this particular event. I said, come anytime after 4:30. Supper will be at 5:30. Rosary is at 6:30. Dessert is at 7. And then if it's a school night, sometimes I'll put an end time. But last night was the Solemnity of Mary, Mother of God, January 1st, so we just let people stay as long as they wanted.
And when you do the invite, usually the hard stop is for us has been 8 p.m.?
Yeah, it's been 8. Normally it would be 8 p.m.
And it's good just if it's a school night or something, it's good to have a hard stop, at least for us.
Yeah, it kind of sets boundaries and people are so respectful and it's great.
And when you invite people and they say no, that's okay.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
We get
There's no
all,
offense.
We get no's all the time, and it could be for a variety of reasons. I got sick, life got busy, or just can't
not
do it.
Not interested,
or
and you, that's okay.
Or you, there is no reason. You just can't make it. Fine. But we continue to invite. And so our hope is to do this. Now we're going to make it public, so now it's going to really hold us to a standard. But we're hoping to do this once a month. Because the time is now.
Yeah, but even like I feel like it might have to be more than once a month. I just feel like we need to pray more, to gather more. But anyhow, that's the minimal commitment for us, once a month.
Once a month. So these are our thoughts. I hope you're encouraged by them. Mm-hmm. So there is things that we can do as lady to respond to the challenges of this moment. And one of them is to seek Our Lady's intercession. Mm-hmm. I think there's other things we can do. And maybe we'll do that in another video in the future. But for now, let's leave it at that.
Yes, and when we're with our mother, she brings us the joy. The joy. I don't know if you can see my mug, but there we go.
Okay. Comment below, share with us what stood out to you and why. I always look forward to reading your comments. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas, and we'll see you soon. God bless.
God bless.